One ended up at High Wycombe. I ended up in Reading. It was a good place to work, and the experience was very good indeed, and the teaching superlative. I was there first of all as a registrar, then as a research fellow, a research fellow with an honorary contract as senior registrar. And in 1966, I went from Stoke Mandeville to the position of consultant physician in rheumatology to Reading and to the Reading Group of Hospitals. And there I remained until I reached the age of 60, or 60 and a bit, and I retired early at the end of 1991. I was one of the people who took advantage of the offer by the Department of Health of early retirement for people in whose specialty there was an excess of senior registrars and therefore a shortage of jobs for senior registrars. So I took advantage of that, and I took advantage of it partly because I began to feel I was running out of steam. I had been working very hard for a long time, and I'd been tutor in medicine at Reading as well, and partly because my bishop had written a pastoral letter in which he had said that he wanted men who were perhaps reaching retiring age or who had taken early retirement to train for ordination to the permanent diaconate. And the circumstances that I heard of this pastoral letter were exceedingly odd. At that time we had a parish priest here who was suffering from Alzheimer's disease and who never read the pastoral letter out. Indeed, I'm not sure that he even opened it. But by a curious series of chances, I got to hear of this pastoral letter, and I wrote to the Archbishop, and he sent me a copy, and I read it. And two or three days later, after reading it, I had a letter on my desk at work from the regional medical officer saying that I was entitled to claim early retirement under the health service scheme for senior registrars, and I had a feeling that I was being kicked very firmly in the bottom to do something. And that was reinforced a few days after that by somebody else who told me that there was a vacancy in the next training scheme. So I took early retirement. The Archbishop interviewed me and accepted me, and I went off and did 3 years of training in Birmingham and got ordained in 1994, almost 10 years to the day from now.